531. And right now we are very excited to announce a brand new show on 531 PI that will launch next week, featuring former half of the Laughing Samoans, Mr. Ete Wati Ete. The early edition with Ete will broadcast live from our Wellington studio every weekday morning from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The man himself is with us this morning in our Auckland studio to share a bit more about the man behind the aura that is Ete Wati Ete. Manoswe Fora, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for reading out the introduction. I gave you the money's on it.
Well, we're all very excited, and it's great to have you on board as part of the 531 PMN family. Ete, firstly, you know, for our listeners and our online viewers, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I was born in Samoa, you know, being born in Samoa, you know, the area that you worked within was, you know, half of a rugby field, and for me the window to the world, or the door to the world, was radio, and 2AP was the only radio station in Samoa at the time, and from there, you know, I learnt about world music, learnt about the world through the news. And learned about the power of storytelling and comedy through a man named Petelo, who every Independence Day would do a faleitu down, you know, down at the, at the time it was just a reclaimed land, but he made the whole world laugh. And I thought, wow, radio is awesome. So to be sitting here and being ready to do radio on Monday, I can't wait. Excited.
We're very familiar with the work that you've done, in Laughing Samoans. But tell us about some of the other work that you've done as well.
Yeah, so I was one of the very first Samoans or Pacific Islanders to go to New Zealand Drama School. Way back in the day, my parents wanted me to go to university. I was a very disobedient boy. If my parents had said, don't go to university and get a degree, I probably would have gone to university and got a degree. But instead, I hung out with some kids who were interested in drama, and they said, Ete, we're doing this play. Why don't you just read for now, and, you know, and then we'll decide who does it. I read it, and they said, ooh, you know how to do this stuff. You should do. So that's how I got into drama. You know, when you're being brought up as a son of a whaifeau in Samoa, you know, you're always told to sit down and shut up. But for the first time, someone was saying, Ete, stand up and speak out. And that's when I discovered my voice, in a sense, the power to tell stories. And, you know, we're all storytellers. Mm.
Can you talk to us about the show? You know, we're all very excited, and of course, being based in the home patch of Wellington. What would you say is your vision for the show, and what our listeners, not only in Wellington but across the country, can look forward to, Ete?
Yeah, I think radio has this power to just connect with people one-on-one, and I'm hoping to bring some of that to inform, to entertain, and to inspire. And I think that's the power of radio. That's the power of what you do every morning. You know, you're not just, there are people sitting in their cars now getting frustrated about the traffic, worrying about whether they're going to get to work, and when they get to work, what will they do there? But to be able to listen to someone like yourself and you know, be inspired and be relaxed for a while, listen to the music, you know, that's what I hope to bring during the show. And also give our people a voice. To speak to our wider community, to inspire and to inform them.
Tell us about our Pacific community in Wellington. You've been an integral part of the community for a number of years. Tell us a bit about this great mix mash of Pacific in the Wellington region, Ete.
Wellington's a fantastic city, as you know, which is why you left. It's even better now since Brian left.
Thank you so much, Porirua.
But you know, it's much smaller than Auckland, and you know, and people work together. You know, anything that happens in Wellington rolls down from the hills, you know, down into the little central Wellington, and you know, we've got strong communities out in Porirua, out in the Hutt Valley, and also in central Wellington. It's the hub of central government. You know, it's where laws are made. And so the art scene is very strong. So there's plenty that's happening in Wellington, but it's not just going to be a Wellington show. It's going to speak to New Zealanders, and we hope to also cover some of the stories in the South Island. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something that I wanted to touch on with you also, because I've read a number of articles, and for me as a husband, I think it's very, very courageous, especially when you open up, you know, your personal side, but for a greater cause in the area of domestic abuse. Can you talk to us a bit about that, please?
One of the most scariest things I've ever done. At the end of The Laughing Samoans, a very good friend of Mele, my wife, had always said to me, you know, during the Laughing Samoans period, she'd always said, Ete, I know that your marriage was violent in the first 4 years. You should tell that story. You know, there are men out there, there are families out there that are suffering. But if they know that you have been through it and you've come out the other side, non-violent, physically, it'll inspire people. And I'd always said, yes, yes, yes. In fact, end of 2016, the Laughing Samoans were no longer touring. This friend of Mele's once again said, well, now you're not touring, Ete. What are you going to do? As if she knew what I should do. And I said, of course, I'll do it. And Mele's friend, Teresia Te Iwa, her birthday was yesterday. Within 2 months of that meeting, she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And within 6 weeks, she passed. And I sat in that funeral, and all these young people, she worked at Victoria University, she inspired these people. A young woman stood up and said, I went to Teresia to say I wanted to leave, but she made me stay, and now I'm studying for a doctorate. And I sat in that funeral and I thought, she asked me one favour and I didn't keep it. So I said to myself, if I ever get the opportunity, I may not keep it while you are alive, Teresia, but I will keep it while I'm alive. So Ministry of Social Development in 2017 were paying for Pacific Island communities to do workshops within each Pacific Island community to deal with domestic violence. And as part of that program, they needed somebody or a couple that experienced it. And Mele came home. She was coincidentally doing some work for Ministry of Social Development. She said, the Tokelauans can't find a Tokelauan who will talk about their violence. Will you do it? And I thought, oh my goodness. Here's a challenge. So I put my hand up and I thought, okay, I'm just going to speak to 20 Tokelauans. I will keep my promise and then I will never have to tell my story again. I told my story and the feedback I got from those Tokelauans was just so amazing. They were saying, Ete, thank you so much. What you did with the Laughing Samoans made us forget about our problems. What you've just told us is addressing our problems. You need to keep telling your story. You need to keep talking. So that's why I went public with that. And while it was scary, the feedback has been nothing but amazing. So that's why I tell it.
And with that, some words to our Pasifika brothers this morning, but also for our sisters, Ete, what you would say that find themselves in this situation?
Talk about it. Talk about it. The thing that we grow up with is the shame. And that was what kept me quiet. You know, Mele would tell as many people as she could. I stayed quiet because of the shame. I didn't want to be labeled as a monster. I didn't want to be seen as subhuman. But the thing is, when you start talking about it, people understand. And then you can make sense of where that trauma comes from. Because it is, a lot of it is from your own childhood trauma that you suppress. And until you start telling your story, you will not discover that. And you will not find ways to heal that pain. So my advice is talk about it, seek help, and once you start opening up, you will be amazed, because it's come the full circle. I've been able to talk with my dad about it, with my siblings about it, with my children about it, and it's brought about peace. And this is the, I went and saw for my father's for my father's kingdom, you know, and to watch that family, beautiful, you know, and it's only through real heart-to-heart talking that you can find some healing. Otherwise, we're just walking past each other every day full of resentment without really addressing the issue. And I really take my hat off to the couple who put that story together, because it is about talking. It is about sharing your innermost thoughts, and from there some real truths will ultimately set you free.
And finally, words to all of our listeners who will be tuning in from 9 a.m. next Monday morning to Early Edition with Ete. What would be the final words this morning, sir?
Well, for me, it's just been a privilege and an honor to be even asked to come and do this program. And my parents came to New Zealand, you know, to be ministers and to serve the community. And for me, I feel it's a continuation of that, you know, to give back to our community. And I just can't wait. I love performing. I love telling stories. And I love being of service to our community. You know, that saying that giving is a gift within itself. Yeah. I've just received so much from giving. I'm looking forward to it. Yay!